Thousands of years ago, early man looked out from his cave at the world around him, and he was afraid. Where did the sun go at night? What caused the sky to darken and lightning to flash? How could he protect himself from the dangers that were all around him? He was new to this world, and there was so much he didn't understand. If only he could find some special power to aid him. We will never know who first tried magic, but we know that even in the Stone Age, men had the imagination to use magic. Magic had great power. Good magic could bring him luck in his hunt and food to his tribe. It would protect him from sickness and injury. It would make his children grow tall and strong. It gave him a feeling of control. At first, many men practiced magic, but gradually, it became evident that some men had stronger magic than others. So, through the years, more and more people turned their magical duties over to the one man in the tribe who had the best magic. These men became the magicians, the wizards, the sorcerers, medicine men, and witch doctors. It was an important position, second only to the chief. It called for a special skill and an air of mystery to keep it special. Over the centuries, they developed secret and complicated magic formulas. It helped to be a good showman, and magicians filled their bags of tricks with strange and sometimes horrifying objects. If you could look into the workroom of a medieval magician, you might see such items as eye of newt, toe of frog, blood of bat, brain of raven, and many other exotic ingredients. There might also be some well-worn secret books, such as the Kabbalah or the Key of Solomon. These books contained recipes for charms, spells, and everything else a sorcerer needed to know. He could learn how to call up a demon, how to make magic ink from blood, how to place candles and bonfires, and most important, how to trace the magic circle in which he must stand when speaking to a demon. These books also told how to understand such things as omens, signs, symbols, and how to cast spells and incantations. Eclipses, comets, strange birds, or even commonplace objects could be used as omens and called good or bad depending on the situation. Signs and symbols were often used to ward off evil spirits. One of the earliest magic signs was the circle. The closed circle appears in the magical rites of almost every culture. It stood for the most powerful force in man's world, the sun. It was also the all-seeing eye and the symbol of eternity. The triangle was thought to be magical because the three points could have so many meanings. They could stand for earth, sky, and water, past, present, and future, or, in Christian times, to represent the Holy Trinity of God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Strangely enough, the magical triangle was the beginning of a superstition that persists to this day, that it is bad luck to walk under a ladder. The ladder represents the triangle, and it was considered bad luck to break the mystic triangle. Another very old symbol is the cross. This mark was used by magicians long before the birth of Christ. The cross represents man in the center of his universe. Magicians used the cross to pin down a spirit or a wish, which is why we still cross our fingers when we make a wish, or cross our hearts when we make a promise. As the art of magic grew, so did its forms. There were men who claimed they could foretell the future, sometimes by reading the stars, sometimes by reading cards. Others were palm readers. There were even some who read signs in handfuls of earth thrown into the wind. All this reading was necessary to stay ahead of evil. Evil spirits were always around. They were the cause of everything, from volcanic eruptions to stubbed toes. Evil spirits could be demons, imps, goblins, witches, or creatures too horrible to describe. Sometimes they took the form of animals, usually night creatures, like cats and bats. Some people still believe that a black cat crossing one's path is bad luck. There had to be some way to protect people from all these evil spirits. Human sacrifices were made if the evil spirit was a very powerful one. But for minor evils, things like charms served just as well. A rabbit's foot, especially his hind foot, was considered a good charm since a wild rabbit drums his hind feet to warn of danger. Many metals were said to have good magic, which may explain why a metal horseshoe came to mean good luck. Of course, the horseshoe has to be nailed in with three nails, the mystic number three, and hung upside down so the luck doesn't spill out. Anything that was rare, like a four-leaf clover, was considered good luck. Salt was once considered good magic, not only because it was very rare, but also because it kept food from decaying. Salt obviously had power over the evil of decay. So if you spilled salt, thereby letting your good luck spill out, you quickly had to sprinkle some salt over your left shoulder, where demons usually lurk, to keep the evil spirits away. Numbers have always been considered magic. Some, like three, are good, while others are bad luck. 13 still has such a bad reputation that hotels and office buildings usually skip the number altogether when numbering their floors. Friday the 13th still makes many people uncomfortable. But why should a number fill a person with nameless dread? Some think it all started when man learned to count. After counting what he could see, each finger, 10, and both hands, 2, he came up with 12. The next number, 13, stood for the invisible. Many Christians felt 13 was unlucky because there were 13 at Christ's Last Supper. To some Chinese, though, 13 is a lucky number. You can see how magic and superstition are connected. Superstition actually means standing over or left over from the past. Many of the simple things we do today are actually remnants of old magic. For instance, covering your mouth while yawning is not only polite, it was originally done to keep the soul in and keep the demons out. The idea that the soul or spirit can escape through the nose or mouth seems to have been believed everywhere. When you say, "God bless you," when someone sneezes, you are performing an old magic spell to keep the soul from escaping in the sneeze. Magic and superstition have often held back man's progress. Yet, in some ways, magic led to many discoveries. Searching for ways to turn cheap metals into gold led to the science of chemistry. Medicine men discovered quinine and many of the drugs used to dull the pain of surgery. The study of astrology led to the science of astronomy. Yes, we have come a long way from the caveman who believed that spirits lived in every stone and every tree. Science has answered questions that the wisest magicians could not answer. With knowledge, many of our fears have disappeared. Now we know there's no such thing as evil spirits. Knock on wood.